We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is a classic college game. Now, to introduce today's game, here's the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker.
Welcome to another Cowboy Broadcast Classic. The date was March 1st, 2004. Texas coming to Oklahoma State to take on the Cowboys on a big Monday, the final big Monday of the regular season, in Galagariba Arena. The winner would clinch a share of the Big 12 Conference regular season crown and would have a chance to clinch the league title outright with a win in the final game of the regular season. Two top 10 teams, Oklahoma State and Texas, in a very highly anticipated heavyweight bout in Big 12 Conference play. Oklahoma State students camped out for 2 days outside Galagariba Arena to try to make sure they had an upfront seat for this classic matchup, and the game did not disappoint. It was a classic, and it was a victory for the Cowboys. And by the way, this Cowboy Classic is brought to you by Fuzzy's Taco Shop. Fuzzy's has locations on the Strip in Stillwater and all over the Oklahoma City Metro, offering family meal options for curbside pickup or delivery through DoorDash. Use the Fuzzy's Loyalty app or FuzzysTacoShop.com to place an online order or call any of their locations. Now sit back and enjoy. March 2nd, 2004, Oklahoma State and Texas. The Cowboy Radio Network broadcast, which originated from Galagariba Arena.
Cowboys in their home white, Texas, and it's road burnt orange. Graham goes up with a tip and wins the tip, knocking it into the backcourt to John Lucas, and the Cowboys will have the ball first to start the game.
Well, he beat him off the mark that time, and Texas in the 2-3 zone to start.
Tony Allen on the left wing, foul line left side McFarland, skip pass right wing Bobic, right low post Joey Graham. Back to Bobic in the right corner outside the arc, 18 to shoot. Bobic on the right wing, shoots the open three and hits it.
There you go. I said he was ready to get going. The first shot set for him, and he drains it.
That ends the 0-for-12 streak for Daniel Bobic from three-point range.
And nobody more relieved than Daniel Bobic, I guarantee you.
Tucker left low post, double-teamed. Top of the key, Ivy. Open three, pinballed out. Rebound, Joey Graham. Outlet to John Lucas. Speeds down the left sideline into the front court. Between the two circles, Joey Graham. Right wing, Bobic. Takes Ivy on the drive, leans in. Shot blocked out of bounds by Texas. It'll be Oklahoma State ball right baseline underneath.
And what that does there, that basket, maybe another one would help, but what it does, all of a sudden, it takes some of that attention away from John Lucas.
Cowboys inbound, Ivan McFarland to John Lucas between the two circles. Foul line left side, Joey Graham. Open jumper, good.
Nice ball movement. Lucas found Joey Graham in the seam, and he knocked her down.
Mouton on the other end, drives, floating five-footer, missed short. Rebound knocked around, grabbed by James Thomas. In the paint to Tucker, collides with McFarland, jump hook, good.
Cowboys could not secure the miss again. First shots won't go down more times than not. You better get that second and third.
5-2, Oklahoma State. Cowboys with a three-point lead. Tony Allen drives a right side on Ivy. 10-foot ball away, missed strong. Long rebound to Ivy of Texas. Longhorns with a three-on-three. Ivy drives to the goal. Finger roll layup, missed. Rebound, Joey Graham. Outlet to Lucas. Cowboys with the ball on the run. Up three, bounce pass underneath to McFarland. Lost it, may have been pushed from behind. No whistle, and the loose ball taken by Texas.
Cowboys need to get back. This is the best time they've got back the last three possessions. Transition defense a must.
5-2, Oklahoma State. Tucker drives the right baseline, forces up a five-footer, and it goes off the glass and in.
That was a tough, tough shot from a tough angle under duress.
It's 5-4, Oklahoma State. 18 minutes left to play in the first half.
And that turnover led to a bucket for Texas on the other end.
Lucas guarded by Paulino, man-to-man. Dribbles over to the right wing, hands it off to Bobic. He's guarded by Mouton. Shot clock at 18 for the Cowboys. Left corner to John Lucas. Inside to McFarland. Layup good.
McFarland out quick. James Thomas underneath and created an angle for himself.
7-4, Oklahoma State. James Thomas foul line, shoots it over McFarland, missed it strong from the foul line. Rebound to Daniel Bobic, uncontested. Outlet to John Lucas. Lucas down the right sideline into the front court. Between the two circles to Joey Graham. Left wing Tony Allen, guarded by Mouton. Allen takes him on the drive, now backs away. They reverse it to the right wing to Lucas with 20 to shoot. Between the two circles, Joey Graham. Left wing Tony Allen, 1 foot on the arc. Backs into the paint on the dribble, spins baseline, leaning jumper off the glass and in.
And that's great recognition. They had Texas in the man. They spread him out and let Tony go one-on-one off the dribble.
9-4, Oklahoma State.
Great start. This is what you want to do against a Texas team here.
Mouton near corner, guarded by Allen. Now he dribbles into the paint, throws an errant pass, taken away by Tony Allen. Cowboys 4-on-3. Allen feeds a cutting Joey Graham. Layup good.
Get that ball and run down the court. Cowboys beat him the entire game down in Austin, and they're doing it here off the run.
Paulino drives, throws it across the lane to Mouton. Left wing Ivy for three. It's good.
Boy, he just found the ball. Nice save underneath. Cowboys couldn't corral it, and Ivy was alone on the arc.
Just the 11th three-pointer of the year for Royal Ivy. It's 11-7, Oklahoma State. 16-19 left to play of the first half. Cowboys lead by four, 11-7. Lucas dribbles across the floor, top of the key right, McFarland. Long jumper, missed strong. Rebound, Tony Allen. One dribble, leaning layup, missed strong. Tip by McFarland is good, but a foul will be called. No basket. They'll say that Ivan McFarland came over the back.
Over the back. Again, Jim Burr made the call a long way. Cowboys quickly out front by seven, controlling the tempo of this game, but it still takes the disciplined possessions on the other end. Again, the Cowboys have had about any shot they want, first against the zone and then against the man.
16 minutes left to play in the first half. Oklahoma State leads Texas 11-7. Jason Klotz has entered the game at center. He takes a backdoor pass underneath and lays it up and in. Tucker gets the assist. And Klotz gets the basket. It's 11-9.
That's an easy bucket right there. Klotz set the screen and came right back off and got it back from Tucker.
Now Allen for three, right wing. It's good.
Wow. You know that Rick Barnes is saying, I can't believe that. That's not his forte. He just stepped back and drained it.
Allen, a 26% three-point shooter on the year, makes it 14-9, Oklahoma State.
See if the Cowboys can push that offense now out way above the three-point line.
Mouton, foul line, center of the floor to Klotz, hounded by McFarland. Back to Mouton, left wing, 15 to shoot. Mouton, bounce pass, left low post to Klotz, turns into a double team. Right wing, Ivy. Underneath it goes to Tucker, dribbles across the lane and lays it up and in.
I'll tell you, Tucker is a beast underneath now. He doesn't have much size, but he has a lot of strength, and he got a great positioning underneath for the lay-in.
14-11, Oklahoma State. Tony Allen dribbling on the right wing. Penetrates into the paint, spins, drives the right side, whistle, and an offensive foul on Tony Allen.
Guess he used his left arm to push off on the spin, apparently.
Kanava Weatherspoon has checked in for Daniel Bobic for Oklahoma State, and Terrence Crawford is into the contest as well for the Cowboys.
Let's see if they slow it down again. Make the extra pass, get the wide open shot. That's what they've gotten.
Crawford has it, foul line left side. One dribble, jump stop. Left baseline, it goes to Tony Allen. Up and under layup, missed. Rebound, fought for, grabbed by Crawford. He missed the short follow. And a scramble for the rebound and a foul on Terrence Crawford for coming over the back.
Yeah, this is the kind of game that Texas plays. They have so many bodies that they can run in there. That reflects in so many fouls they can put on the floor. And they're going to go in there, and they're going to push, and they're going to shove you, and they're going to grab. So you better be ready for an all-out war tonight.
14-11. Oklahoma State leads Texas by three. Paulino, top of the key to Tucker. Swing it left wing to Mouton. Bounce pass, left low post to Klotz. Turns into a double team. Forced up the jump hook. Missed it short. Rebound Ivan McFarland. Good defense. A good double team there. Outlet to Allen. Stops on the dribble. Left wing John Lucas outside the arc. 14 minutes left to play. Quick pass underneath to Weatherspoon. Lost it. Got it back. Now it's free again. There's a scramble in the paint. He tried to find McFarland foul line. There's still bodies chasing the loose ball. Three bodies on the floor. And it's tied up. Jump ball. Possession arrow will favor Texas.
And that ball was kind of kicked around initially by Weatherspoon after he got the ball on the right side of the lane. It looked like he was going to try to drive. Lost the handle. And once it got down on the floor, lots of hands, lots of bodies trying to cover it up. And again, you talked about the double team. When it goes to the low post, whoever's down there for Texas is going to get a two-man seal and try to make him give it up.
And Klotz, of course, an excellent scorer in the post and has picked up his scoring in conference play. By the way, he has replaced James Thomas in the Texas lineup.
He's their best low post player, no doubt. And they're going to try to work that paint now.
Cowboys up by three. Texas with a ball. Paulino dribbles away from a trap. Top of the key to Klotz. Klotz, open foul line jumper, good.
And there you see the versatility of Klotz. Under duress at the high post, just turned around and drained it.
It's 14-13, Oklahoma State. A seven-point lead is down to one. Texas back into the zone defense, the 2-3. Janaba Weatherspoon, left wing Lucas, foul line Ivan McFarland. Left wing Lucas shoots a long three. It's partially blocked. The block by Taylor and the rebound to Tucker. Tucker outlet pass down the floor, gets away from Taylor. He saves it to Tucker underneath, spinning five-footer around the rim, no. And the rebound to Ivan McFarland.
What a break right there. Woo. He was wide open underneath.
Lucas into the front court on the dribble and a whistle and a foul inside. Klotz just ran over Terrence Crawford. Klotz can't believe the foul was called, but they try to get away with some of that stuff away from the ball, and sometimes they get away with it, and sometimes they get caught, and that time Klotz was guilty as charged.
Well, they're chippy at best, no question. You got Klotz out, you got Klotz in there, but now comes Mr. Chippiness in Boddicker, and he may be the king of the chippy coming in for Texas. But that's just the style that they play. It's not right or wrong. You know going in, so you better be prepared mentally and physically for that kind of a game.
Rick Barnes' teams have always played that way, no matter where he's been. Clemson, Providence, it's really a staple of his team as Janaba Weatherspoon cannot inbound the basketball and is forced to use a 30-second timeout.
The Cowboys, with all that early momentum in the first 4 minutes of this game, kind of let it drain out the tank. Texas has taken it back, and they are on a 3-5-7, 9-3 run.
So with the timeout, we remind you that the Atherton Hotel at OSU is on its way to an exciting new future. The Atherton is not just a hotel, but a full teaching classroom for our next generation of hotel professionals. Join the excitement, be a part of the vision. For reservations or further information, call 405-744-6835, the Atherton Hotel at OSU.
You know, we're talking with Eddie Sutton this afternoon at the shoot-around, and I made the statement, he didn't argue. I think everything else being equal, tonight's edge goes to the Cowboys in terms of Terrence Crawford. He is the edge that we have because he's the one who can match the physicality of a Texas inside, and Terrence is not afraid to mix it up, and that will help create some shots.
He made some big plays in the win in Austin, helped the Cowboys as he has many times. Here's an alley-oop. Weatherspoon's alley-oop is tipped and recovered by Klotz underneath. I think he was looking for Tony Allen. The Cowboys turn it over.
I think they had it set with the screen set by Terrence Crawford.
Mouton left baseline, spinning eight-footer, good, and Texas takes the lead.
Mouton is a tough customer from anywhere on the floor, but especially down on the baseline, and Eddie Sutton calls a quick timeout.
30-second timeout, Oklahoma State, with Texas on top 15-14. OSU basketball brought to you by Bank of Oklahoma. Bank of Oklahoma offers free checking with OSU check cards and checks. BOK is the only bank in Oklahoma with over 68 locations, including full-service supermarket locations, open 7 days a week. Four Cowboy turnovers early on here in the first 7.5 minutes. Texas with only one.
And the last two turnovers have come in the last three possessions for Oklahoma State. You cannot give away empty possessions because, again, this Texas defense, while the numbers are good against that good execution, you're going to get pretty good shots. but you can't be tentative on your passes or shots. And the Cowboys in the last two possessions have had a pass from outside and they have had a shot from outside tipped away. In that regard, hey, you put that ball up, pump fake them once and see what happens.
Full court pressure by Texas. It's zone pressure. Bobic to Lucas, far side, double team, back to Bobic just across the timeline. In the middle to Allen, bounce pass underneath to Crawford. He missed the layup. He was too far underneath, and Texas rebounds. Moreno down the right sideline into the front court. Longhorns lead 15-14, 12-10 left to play in the first half. Now Taylor on the left wing, a dangerous three-point shooter. Kicks it left corner to Boddicker, long three, missed short. Rebound to John Lucas, foul line.
Push the ball and get down there before they set.
Lucas to Jason Miller, who's entered the game, 6'8 senior, in the post now for the Cowboys. Left wing, Tony Allen. Cowboys trail 15-14 with 11:50 left to play in the first half. They've been stuck on 15, rather 14, for a while, has Oklahoma State.
Since the 15:53 mark, which is coming up on 4 minutes.
Now Allen for three, left wing, it's good! The
Allen.
Second three of the night for Tony Allen, and the Cowboys lead 17-15.
That's a good omen right there because, again, Tony Allen has struggled all year long from beyond the arc.
Now Taylor for three, left corner, he hits it.
Well, you better find Kenny Taylor. This guy is a three-ball machine deluxe.
It's 18-17, the Longhorns retake a one-point lead. Bobic for Oklahoma State, guarded by Taylor. Right low post, Terrence Crawford spins into the paint, ball poked away from behind, and a whistle and a foul on Texas as Crawford was knocked to the deck, tried to chase down the loose ball, and Boddicker picks up the foul.
You've got Kenny Taylor and Sidmill Harris in the lineup at the same time for Texas. That three-ball machine gets on the overload mode when those guys are in there.
18-17, Texas leads Oklahoma State, and we have an official timeout with 11:15 left to play in the first half.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66, live to the full.
Season after season, it's a great place to be a fan. But some of us don't want to just watch. We want to be in the game. Mercy's hip replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about hip replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/wellhip. Visit mercy.net/wellhip. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
We at OCT Equipment are open and here to help keep your construction equipment up and running. Our commitment to our customers and fellow Oklahomans won't waver. With our Case Construction Equipment trained team of service and parts, you can be sure your equipment stays in peak operating condition 24/7. Powerful, professional, proven. That's Case and OCT Equipment. Visit OCTEQUIPMENT.com to learn more. OCT Equipment and Case, helping build Oklahoma since 1953.
At Simmons Bank, we've been helping our customers' dreams come true since 1903. We have the products and services fit for you and tools to help you manage your finances with ease and security. Whether you're saving and investing for the future, starting a new business, or buying a dream home, at Simmons Bank, we're with you every step of the way. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, subject to credit approval.
From Learfield IMG College, welcome back to this classic college game.
The Texas lineup now, as Tom referred to, Kenny Taylor, Sidmill Harris, Jason Klotz, Brian Boddicker, and Edgar Moreno. So three of the reserves out there are among the best three-point shooters, not only for the Longhorns, but arguably in the Big 12 Conference. Certainly the case with Taylor and Boddicker, and Harris is a guy that who most of his shots are three-point shots.
Well, that, you know, ironically, Rick Barnes will do that to extend the defense, to cover the threes, and allow some of his big men inside a little bit more room, like Klotz and Boddicker, who also could shoot the three. But I think what he's trying to do is extend that Cowboy defense further up the floor now and open it up a little bit, because you have to come up and spot with the shooters. Cowboys need to get back on the get that turnover machine stopped. Three turnovers have cost them good looks at a basket.
Cowboys inbound with a new shot clock after the foul, going left to right here in the first half. Tony Allen, left wing, left baseline, Jason Miller against the 2-3 zone. Between the two circles to Daniel Bobic. Now Texas in a man-to-man as Lucas tried to get the bounce pass on the right wing. It was knocked away out of bounds. Cowboys will throw it in with 22 to shoot. Daniel Bobic and Jason Miller, along with Joey Graham, Tony Allen, and John Lucas on the floor for Oklahoma State. Inbounds to Joey Graham, foul line right side.
Now Joey Graham has a quickness edge right here over Klotz if he'll just use it off the dribble.
Now Tony Allen near midcourt, guarded by Sidmill Harris, 10 to shoot. Allen gets a screen from Jason Miller, top of the key left side, gets another screen from Joey Graham, drives the right side, 10-footer, good!
Well, that's a tough shot by Tony Allen. With men hanging on him, hands in his face, just rose up and shot it down.
10 points for Tony Allen, 19-18, Oklahoma State leads Texas. 10.5 minutes left to play here in the first half. Moreno dribbling between the two circles. Miller comes out to help trap with Lucas. Left wing, Taylor for three, a brick, but a foul will be called. Daniel Bobic was trying to get over the screen, collided with a Texas player. It'll be a non-shooting foul as Boddicker, the screener, was the one who was fouled by Bobic, who gains his first foul.
They run a lot of that perimeter fades, screens on the arc to get their shooters just a little bit of space in which to elevate.
Moreno inbounds to Kenny Taylor. Taylor dribbles up to the foul line. 16-footer, center of the floor, missed short. The rebound and a foul on Klotz on the rebound, and that'll be his second. That's big.
Joey Graham had position, was going up for it. Klotz just reached in and hit Joey's hand right in front of the official. And once again, you say that's big, but they got Buckman they can bring off the bench. They got five guys inside. Now, not all equal talent, but again, the same kind of player.
If nothing else, you take out of the game the guy who has been their most consistent low post scoring threat, at least in conference play. Would you agree?
And you put the guy in who's not played as much in the last four games at Buckman, the sophomore, a rugged physical player, much like anybody else they put in there. But he's also foul prone. He's a good offensive rebounder. But Buckman's minutes have gone down in the last three or four games.
Boy, and his scoring has really gone down as well. Of course, he was a member of the all-newcomer team in the Big 12 last season. Only 3 points per game the last six. And a lot of that obviously triggered by his reduction in playing time.
And one thing you got to remember with Buckman, he is a shot blocker, which means you could get him in the air and maybe pick up a free foul.
Full court zone pressure by Texas. They've made some other changes in their lineup as well. We'll set those momentarily. Cowboys with a 19-18 lead exactly midway through the first half here in Stillwater.
That
battle for the Big 12 crown.
That pressure is just enough to annoy you and make you take a while to get in your outfit.
Here's Joey Graham, foul line left. Bricks the jumper off the back of the rim. No, rebound to Mouton. Outlet to Moreno. Speeds down the left side. Ball poked away by Bobic, recovered by Mouton. Hands it off to Moreno, and Texas resets its offense with the Cowboys up 19-18. Moreno dribbling center of the floor, heads over toward us on the left side, picked up by Tony Allen. Now Joey Graham helps as Moreno continues to dribble. Left baseline, Tucker, 12 to shoot. Tucker picks up his dribble, needs help, looking, floats it to Ivy left wing, 6 to shoot. Ivy drives a lane, right wing Moreno, 3 to shoot, 12-footer right side, good.
Man, what a job the Cowboys did for almost the entire shot clock, but let Moreno just get enough space to shoot.
It's 20-19 Texas. 9-10 left and a half. Bobic alley-oop underneath to Joey Graham. Comes down with it. Shoots a short jump hook. Missed it. Rebound tapped by Miller to Bobic on the right wing. Cowboys with another chance.
Nice job by Jason to give the Cowboys another go.
Tony Allen dribbles over toward the right side beyond the arc. Gets a screen. Now stops on the dribble. Tied up for a moment by Buckman. Fans wanted a foul, but he had all ball. Now Bobic for three left wing. Missed strong. Long rebound far corner to Moreno of Texas. Longhorns will counterattack as Moreno brings a dribble into the front court. Picked up by John Lucas. Left corner to Mouton. He's been quiet so far. Guarded by Tony Allen. Mouton gets a screen. Jason Miller helps. They miss the man wide open underneath Buckman, who was rolling off the screen.
Cowboys really being physical with Mouton on the hedge.
Now Ivy finds Buckman right wing. Skip pass. Left corner to Mouton. Ball away three. Blocked by Tony Allen. And the rebound floats right down to Joey Graham.
Tony Allen has been everywhere on the court tonight.
Lucas slashes to the goal. Running five-footer off the glass. No. Rebound Bobic. Fakes goes up. Shot blocked, but a foul called on Texas. Daniel Bobic will be at the line to shoot two.
And again, what are the three or four opportunities Oklahoma State's had tonight to tilt the court and run. That one off the block by Tony Allen. It looked like the man was wide open in the corner. Tony came flying by and got a piece of it, and that's that Lucas in action.
Daniel Bobic will be at the foul line to shoot two on the season. He's a 66% foul shooter.
Slow down, take your time, go through a regular routine.
First free throw on the way, and it's good.
Just
we're
like
tied
that.
At 20.
Just like that. It's not a race.
Ivan McFarland replaces Jason Miller for the Cowboys. Janava Weatherspoon checks in for Oklahoma State. Tony Allen gets a break. Bobic at the line, shoots another, and rattles it in.
I tell you, it's such a difference when you go through a slow routine. I mean, the last couple of games, it's like he wanted to get up there and shoot it before anybody could see it.
21-20, Oklahoma State leads Texas. Longhorns with the ball going right to left. Mouton on the right wing, and Bobic just pokes the ball away. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll be Texas ball after this official timeout.
I'd say up till now, Daniel Bobic's out of his funk on both ends of the court. He is really playing inspired basketball.
7:59 left to play in the first half. Oklahoma State leads Texas 21-20. Spoon shoots the first and makes it. It's 22-20, Oklahoma State. Paulino, Boddicker, and Mouton will all three check in as Moreno and Ivy, who picked up his second foul, will go to the bench.
And that is significant as well. Again, Royale Ivy, certainly, we said, the clutch shot taker, but also probably their best defender.
James Thomas has also returned to the game. Spoon shoots the next free throw and makes it.
Cowboys making the most from the free throw line tonight, 4 of 4. That's a place where the numbers have been good over the last 13 or 14 outings, 75% from there.
Boy, the last two games, they've really been good. 80% basically at the foul line the last two.
And that's how you win games like this. You have to be strong defensively, but you also have to hit free throws.
Texas into the front court. Paulino trying to start the play. Left wing to Taylor, almost fell down with it. Back to Paulino between the two circles. Gets a screen, dribbles over to the right wing, and a whistle and a foul on Janava Weatherspoon for a push.
A hand check right there, and that was just Paulino moving to his right, and it looked like Spoon had moved with him and must have got a hand up high.
Texas will inbound. Tony Allen has returned to the game, guarding Mouton as he drives it left side. Fall away, five-footer, no. Collision underneath and an offensive foul on Mouton as Joey Graham took the charge.
Let me tell you, that's great help defense. They made Mouton go a little deeper than he wanted to, coming off that hedge. And when he came around the circle, coming right to left, it gave the Cowboys enough time to compensate and get right in his path. They moved him all the way to the baseline.
Cowboys up by three with the ball. Joey Graham, top of the key, guarded by Boddicker. On the right wing to Daniel Bobic outside the arc. Foul line left side, Janava Weatherspoon. By the way, John Lucas on the bench now for Oklahoma State. As Bobic gets it, top of the key, 13 to shoot. Guarded by Kenny Taylor. Gets a screen to his left by Joey Graham. Heads down the left side, left corner, Weatherspoon. 18-footer, good!
Nice job by Bobic to take it as far as it could go and find Spoon in the corner.
25-20, Paulino all the way to the goal. Left-hand layup, good. He beat Janava Weatherspoon on the draw.
Yeah, you can't celebrate your shots. You got to shoot it. If it goes in, you get out and play defense.
25-22, Oklahoma State. 6.5 minutes left to play in the half. Tony Allen dribbling it on the right wing. Has scored 10 first-half points. Foul line right, McFarland. Dribbles into the paint. Running, throws a pass left corner to Weatherspoon. 18-footer missed. Rebound, Tony Allen. One dribble layup, no. Rebound slapped around, out of bounds off Texas underneath.
Oh,
it'll
Tony.
Be Oklahoma State ball.
When Tony looks at that tape, he's going to wonder why he just didn't put it right back up. He had the rebound fall right into his hands on the left side of the cup. Looked like from here all he had to do was go up and knock it off the glass, went under the rim, and couldn't get it to fall.
Texas in a man-to-man as Bobic throws it in, and he throws it away. Intercepted by Taylor at midcourt, drives on Weatherspoon, finger roll layup, missed badly, and we have a whistle. Oh, they're going to call basket interference. The ball that already ricocheted well off the backboard. Holy smokes.
It came off the glass.
Oh, my gosh.
That was really a tough call right there. The ball was a throw. It wasn't even a shot, and it came off the glass, was coming back toward everybody, and it looked like Graham just came and knocked it even further away. But Tom O'Neill thought it was goaltending.
Boy, Taylor forced up a wild shot.
That wasn't even a good shot. It was a throw off the glass.
Good grief. 25-24. Well, looking at the replay, may well have been basket interference, but didn't get much of a break. Here's a quick pass underneath to Tony Allen. He missed the layup and the rebound to Texas. Longhorns on the run with a chance to retake the lead. Boddicker, right wing to Taylor, gets a screen, dribbles into the paint, jump stop, 14-footer from just inside the foul line is good.
It's all of a sudden now a six-point run puts Texas back on top after they fell behind by five.
26-25 Texas. Allen, left baseline, double-teamed. Floats a pass between the two circles to Janava Weatherspoon, right wing Daniel Bobic against the Texas 2-3 zone.
Somebody
left
get
wing
in the middle. Somebody get in the middle at the high post.
Bobic for three, right wing, it's good!
Good fan inside out. They found him out on the corner. Nobody came out and challenged it. A good stroke by Daniel Bobic.
Two threes for Bobic and 8 points. 28-26, Oklahoma State. Here's Taylor for three, right wing. It's an air ball, and the rebound to Bobic on the run. Cowboys with numbers, 5-on-3. Bobic left wing, whips a pass underneath that's intercepted by Texas. Paulino, bounce pass down the floor to Mouton, five-footer, good. Foul called. Will they count the basket? Will it be a charge?
No.
Offensive foul, no basket. They will not count the basket.
No, that's what I said, no basket. The charge took place before the ball left his hand. So Bobic, I think, is the one who hustled back. That was a close call right there. It might have gone the Cowboys' way. But Daniel Bobic makes up for that errant throw that he tried to find Ivan McFarland on the post up. And Bobic with 8 points, four boards already.
Now, Texas has a lot of depth, Tom, but they have three guys with two fouls that they surely would prefer not to have in foul trouble. Brandon Mouton has two, Royale Ivey has two, and Jason Klotz has two.
And
they'd like
yet
to trade three other guys to have those two fouls.
Mouton, only one basket, two shots on the night.
28-26, Cowboys by two. Bobic penetrates, almost fell down with it. Left corner to Lucas. Shot clock at 20, 4:40 left to play in the half. Cowboys up by two. Tony Allen on the right wing, guarded closely by Harris, gets a screen, floats a pass underneath to McFarland, ball knocked away, but a foul on the floor on Texas.
They might have rescued the Cowboys that time. Tough pass by Tony Allen under the rest, try to find Ivan. Ivan had to reach back to kind of bring it in, and when he did, they hacked him on the wrist. So the Cowboys with an opportunity to add to that 4-4 showing, 4-up-4 showing from the free throw line.
1-1 free throws for Ivan McFarland, team foul number 9 on Texas. McFarland, 65% foul shooter with the left hand. He'll shoot the first one, and he makes it. And the Cowboys lead 29-26.
And once again, the Cowboys making points when given the opportunity. This is a good start. The free throw line has been good to Oklahoma State of late.
McFarland takes aim at his second, shoots it, and makes it. And Rick Barnes up off the bench, upset about something. It's not a media timeout. We have 4:34 left to play in the half, and Barnes came out almost to the top of the key to have a conversation about something going on the floor.
I didn't see exactly what it was unless he was still upset over that last foul call.
30-26, Oklahoma State by four. Paulino on the dribble between the two circles, guarded by Lucas. Takes him on the drive, now backs away to the right wing. Shot clock at 19. To Boddicker between the two circles. Back to Paulino with 15 to shoot. Dribbling on the right wing, takes Lucas on the drive. Collision, forces up a 10-footer. Missed. Rebound. Tucker with the rebound for Texas, but a foul will be called on Tucker for coming over the back, and Rick Barnes is very upset.
Yeah, that was over the back right there. Tom O'Neill made the call, and Rick Barnes said, hey, I didn't see a whole lot of contact. They might have got away off the drive. Looked like Lucas was in pretty good position to take a charge.
The thing is, the way Texas plays, frankly, they are banking on the fact that the officials are really going to let the guys play. And if they tighten down the screws in terms of how they call the game, can make it tough on the Longhorns. Allen shoots the first free throw, and it rattles out.
That's
no
the
good.
First miss for the Cowboys tonight.
I mean, do you think that's true?
I don't know. They've got 55 fouls a game. I think
that's
if
true.
I had 55 fouls a game, I wouldn't worry about exactly them calling 56 of them, and I'd be in trouble.
As Allen makes the second free throw, so
I mean,
one out of two.
That's just the way they play. And
yes.
If they do really screw it down, obviously they're not near as frisky as they would be.
31-26, Oklahoma State, the Cowboys by five. Paulino on the dribble right wing, picks it up between the two circles to Tucker, and he's fouled by Tony Allen, who not only hacked him but grabbed him as well. Thankfully, he only gets one foul out of the deal.
Not a good idea that far. It looked like he might have had a run through, but a little too close to call right there. Unless you have a wide open run through, maybe you ought not take it.
By the way, Allen has only one foul. Earlier in the game, you might recall that He was called for an offensive foul, but I believe he was called for a traveling violation first.
Correct.
So just one foul for Tony Allen here with 3:55 left to play and an official timeout here in Stillwater. It's a 31-26 Oklahoma State lead over Texas.
You're reliving history. More of this classic college game next from Learfield IMG College. Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand for low-priced, no-nonsense, fair, and honest automotive deals. We are committed to the orange and black. And we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of OSU Cowboys.
Hi, I'm Leslie. Our youngest daughter, Ella, was diagnosed with epilepsy when she was 5. Ella was having up to 200 seizures a day. We spent years traveling across the U.S. to meet with epilepsy neurologists to find the right treatment for Ella. With the support of these professionals, in January, we added Colorado Cure's CBD oil from CBD Plus USA to her daily medications. Today, Ella is a thriving 12-year-old and now seizure-free. If you or someone you love would like to know more information on the health benefits of CBD, I hope you will go to CBDPlusUSA.com to find a location near you.
I know that employers out there want to take the very best care they can of their employees, and that's what the Houck Agency is all about.
Robert, there's a reason we have companies insured in 7 different states. We provide outstanding service to your company and to all your employees. So if you're paying too high prices for your employee benefits, not only can we probably save your company money, but your employees will love our service in handling their enrollment to the claims analyzation. If you have one employee or 500 employees, we are your agency of choice. The Houck Agency, 800-543-8588.
At Tiger Drug, we take pride in providing fast, friendly, personal service. Craig, Carla, Troy, and I are all pharmacists who put your healthcare needs first. And while you're there getting your medicine, take a look at our selection of gift merchandise. Whether it's toys, candy, cards, or candles, we have the right gift for your special occasion. Remember Tiger Drug, where the customer comes first. I'm Brandy Moore.
From Learfield IMG College, this is a classic college game.
Longhorns inbound, 31-26. Oklahoma State by 5. Texas going right to left in the front court. Harris, basically a three-point shooter, takes a dribble. Bounce pass underneath to Tucker, leaning jumper good.
And it's Tony, I think, who gambled on the reach around, missed, and Tucker made him pay with the layup.
31-28, Oklahoma State, 3:35 left and a half. Bobic on the left wing, joined by Crawford, Joey Graham, Tony Allen, and John Lucas on the floor. Allen backing in, left low post, spins baseline, attacks the glass, layup, blocked by Thomas, rebound, ricochets to John Lucas, top of the key.
Yeah, one of those 50-50 balls, that's about the third one.
Now they reset the shot clock and they shouldn't have because the ball did
not
hit the rim.
Correct, and Jim Burr is the veteran official who saw that, so they're going to come over here and make sure that that's the case. Checking once again to make sure they all saw the same thing. Tony, again, is having a hard time in the last 6 or 7 minutes of converting down low. He just either hesitant or taking the wrong angle to the rim.
Shot clock will show 23 seconds now.
I think that's the right call. Mm-hmm. And a good find and a good correct by Jim Burr, veteran official.
Bobic will throw it in for Oklahoma State. Looking. Floats an inbounds pass near midcourt to Joey Graham. Hands it off to John Lucas. Cowboys get into their set with 17 to shoot. Lucas guarded man-to-man. Right corner, Joey Graham. Open long jumper. Spun out. Rebound tipped around. Loose at the foul line. Picked up by Tucker on the run for Texas. Tucker into the front court. Between the two circles to Paulino. 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Oklahoma State leads Texas 31-28. Paulino right wing. Harris. Ball poked away out of bounds by Bobic. It'll be Texas ball with 23 to shoot. And 2 minutes and 55 seconds left to play in the first half.
And interesting enough, Jamie Thomas with just one shot, two rebounds, that's it. They haven't really looked down low. Thomas hadn't had a whole lot of room to operate. But James Thomas, when he gets the ball in the paint now, is very difficult to handle.
I think Thomas misses T.J. Ford more than any player Texas has.
Because he looked to him a lot when he was here. And I'm not saying the other guys don't, but Paulino and Marino, I'm not sure, are looking number zero that much.
Texas with a basketball. Thomas has it between the two circles. Left wing to Paulino, 7 to shoot. guarded by Lucas, gets a screen from Tucker, bounce pass inside to Thomas. He's fouled by Terrence Crawford, who reached around him and picked up the foul. That foul basically kept James Thomas from getting an easy basket.
And there again, I guess I shouldn't have spoken that soon, but I mean, it really...
But you're right.
It begged the question as to why. This is a guy who's very difficult.
Quick inbounds to Taylor, left baseline, 15-footer, good.
Boy, that was easy. They made it easy as he came in from the left wing. And they're aggressive off inbounds plays. A lot of teams just try to get the ball in. They want to score off inbounds plays.
They're as good a team as any we see at doing just that, scoring off the inbounds.
That's what athleticism will do. And Taylor didn't do much, but he came in from outside and rose up and knocked her down.
31-30, Oklahoma State, 2:10 left. Joey Graham, top of the key, drives the left side, dribbles into traffic, now leans in, four-step, a five-footer, and it goes off the glass and in.
What a tough shot. Lost the dribble, regained it, and had to lean in to find the square.
33-30, Oklahoma State, Texas, comes back down the floor quickly. Cowboys retreat. Thomas in the paint, spinning eight-footer, missed. Tipped by Boddicker, no. Rebound loose and saved by Joey Graham to Bobic. Down the floor to Lucas. Lucas dribbles into the front court, crosses over, drives the right side, throws it to Tony Allen, right wing, and the ball goes out of bounds off Allen. It'll be Texas ball with a minute 41 left in the half.
I think Tony really thought John was taking it the distance all the way to the rim. Wasn't ready for the pass, and Luke just let it go into the corner where he thought he would be, and they had a little bit of miscommunication problem, and I'll be darned. Thomas looks good on two straight possessions, and he goes to the bench and Klotz is in.
Remember, Klotz has two fouls. Ivy has spent much of the first half on the bench with two fouls, and Mouton with two fouls as well. And none of those players are out there now for Texas, Mouton or Ivy. Taylor to Boddicker between the two circles. Left wing, Paulino, guarded by John Lucas. Gets a screen from Boddicker. Paulino crosses over, leans in, 12-footer, good.
Boy, that's a tough shot. That's a playground shot as he had to separate off balance from Lucas after the collision.
33-32, Oklahoma State by one. A minute 10 left to play in the first half. Cowboys on offense. Jadava Weatherspoon to Terrence Crawford. Shot clock at 20. Crawford backs away with a dribble to Joey Graham against the Texas 2-3 zone. Now 15 to shoot as Lucas gets it. Left wing, Tony Allen. Foul line left side, Joey Graham. One dribble. Left baseline, Allen. Top of the key, left Lucas. Foul line right side, Weatherspoon. Drives. Hands it off to Allen with four to shoot. Allen for three, right wing. A brick. Rebound, Jonathan Weatherspoon. Follow, no. Tipped by Crawford, missed, and Boddicker rebounds for the Longhorns.
Point blank shots, it wouldn't fall.
Texas on the run. Paulino for three, right corner. It's good.
Transition basketball. Got to get down the floor and find the shooters.
35-33, Texas. A 7-0 run by the Longhorns, I believe. 20 seconds left and a half. Cowboys will spread the floor and play for one shot.
This will be a 9-2 run since the
3:35
mark after the Cowboys had a 5-point lead.
Lucas just dribbling it across midcourt. 8 seconds left. Texas in the 2-3 zone. 6 seconds. Lucas left wing shoots a long three. Missed strong. Rebound Terrence Crawford. Follow no. Another tip by Joey Graham. Beats the buzzer.
Nobody came and blocked him up. But it was Crawford who did the dirty work on the right side of the rim. He threw up a shot that didn't fall. It went right over to the left side, and nobody boxed Joey off, and he was able to throw it in and beat the buzzer. And we're right where we started at the beginning of the game. At halftime, tied at 35-all.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, I'm Will Townsend. Since late December, the new retail manager for the Stillwater Market at Simmons Bank. I'm a Stillwater guy, and my wife's a Stillwater girl. Our family has had longtime local ties, owning and operating a small business here. We're very excited to move back to Stillwater, and I look forward to working with you at Simmons Bank.
Community bankers you know and trust, like Will Townsend. Simmons Bank, more local bankers than anywhere else. Member FDIC.
We at OCT Equipment are open in here to help keep your construction equipment up and running. Our commitment to our customers and fellow Oklahomans won't waver. With our Case Construction Equipment trained team of service and parts, you can be sure your equipment stays in peak operating condition 24/7. Powerful, professional, proven. That's Case and OCT Equipment. Visit OCTEQUIPMENT.com to learn more. OCT Equipment and Case, helping build Oklahoma since 1953.
Hi, my name is Leslie, and I'm an Oklahoma mother of two.
5 years ago, my daughter Ella was in the emergency room having over 200 seizures a day. Today, under the care of her neurologist, her seizures are controlled with a reduced dosage in medication and Colorado Cures CBD oil. If you would like to know more about the medical benefits of CBD oil or how CBD can help someone you love live a better life, visit one of the 35 CBD Plus stores or go to CBDPlusUSA.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
From Learfield IMG College, you're listening to a classic college game.
Cowboys will have the ball to start the second half. Cowboys shot 37% in the first half. 4 out of 9 from three-point range and 7 of 8 at the line. Texas shot 55% in the first half. 3 of 7 from three-point range, but they did not attempt a free throw in the first half.
And they did a good job, they being Oklahoma State, on the arc.
Here's Tony Allen, top of the key. Shot clock at 20. Gets a screen from Joey Graham, throws it to John Lucas instead. Cowboys in their home white going right to left here in the second half. 13 to shoot as we're tied at 35, just underway second half. Lucas penetrates, backdoor pass to Tony Allen, and he's fouled going up for the layup.
Well, again, Tony's going to get a chance to add to his point total from the free throw line. He's 1 of 2 from there tonight. But as we looked at it from here, it appeared off that dribble drive that Lucas made. He penetrated, good pitch, but Tony might have had a clear run to the rim, but tried to go underneath it.
As Allen makes the first free throw, the Cowboys lead 36-35. Now 8 of 9 free throw shooting for Oklahoma State.
And you're going to see a lot of that tonight, again in the second half. Attacking the rim, attacking the paint.
And Allen makes the second. Tony Allen leads all scorers with 13 points. It's 37-35 Oklahoma State.
Let's see if they can turn up the defensive energy right now.
Paulino for Texas picks up his dribble, throws it to Ivy on the right wing. Did not play a lot in the first half, plagued by foul trouble. Limited to only 8 minutes. And an errant pass rolls into the backcourt, goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll be Oklahoma State ball.
And Ivy uncharacteristically dribbled himself into all kinds of problems along the baseline. And once he got down there deep, he had no place to throw the ball. He just threw it up for grabs. Nobody was there.
Just the fourth Texas turnover tonight. Cowboys inbound in the front court with a 37-35 lead. Biggest lead for the Cowboys was 7 at 11-4. Joey Graham on the left wing, left low post, Tony Allen backs in, spins baseline, fakes, shoots a 5-footer that rimmed out. Rebound, Ivan McFarland, far corner, fumbles it away, saves it, and Paulino gets it on the run for Texas. Paulino in the front court, bounce pass left baseline, knocked away, out of bounds off Mouton. It'll be Oklahoma State ball.
And Paulino out of control off the dribble that time, trying to find Mouton along the baseline. So Texas 0-for-2 in terms of possessions here in the second half, turned the ball over twice.
37-35, Oklahoma State. Cowboys into the front court. Tony Allen, left wing, gets a screen. Dribbles up to the top of the key. Guarded by Royale Ivy, who has 2 fouls. Allen to Ivan McFarland. Bounce pass underneath to Joey Graham for the slam.
Joey Graham did a great job of establishing position on Tucker. He had him all the way under the rim, and a good pass found him underneath.
That's tonight's OG&E power play of the day. Cowboys up 39-35. Paulino on the dribble between the two circles. John Lucas with good defense. Right baseline, Tucker spins into a double team, and he's called for traveling. The third turnover in 3 possessions for Texas here in the second half.
If you're Rick Barnes, you have to be asking yourself, why is everybody trying to do it themselves? 3 possessions on 3 individual efforts that went nowhere. No passes, no anything. And Oklahoma State now has them in a situation where you come down here and hit a bucket, and expand that to 3 possessions, and all of a sudden, you got the momentum back your way.
Lucas will walk it into the front court. Lucas, Bobic, Joey Graham, Ivan McFarland, Tony Allen on the floor for the Cowboys. Joey Graham, top of the key, guarded by Klotz. Looks inside, finds Lucas just inside the arc. Now he shoots a long jumper from the left side and hits it.
That's
a 2-pointer.
John Lucas, one side of the screen, was there, rejected it, came back to the left side and found it.
Now they're not sure if it was a 2-pointer or a 3-pointer.
They're going to take a look at the monitor just to be sure.
He dribbled back out toward the arc, and he may have been outside the three-point line. We'll see.
You couldn't tell, but they're going to take a look here and be sure. I mean, that was tough for where we are. We couldn't tell whether his foot was on the line. But, again, that was all Lucas. Wanted to go right, came back left, a step-back shot, and it could have been a three depending on what's going on. It is a three.
It's a three.
Nice job by John Lucas to find spacing off the dribble, coming right, then coming back left.
42-35, the Cowboys have started the second half with a 7-0 run in the first minute and 55 seconds. And for John Lucas, his first basket of the night.
Now the Cowboys have themselves a little breathing room. They've had it twice in the game and let Texas back in it. Now a defensive stand would certainly be big.
Ivy into the front court. Right wing Mouton, 18-footer from inside the arc. Missed. Rebound tipped around. It's out of bounds off Texas, and the Cowboys will get it.
What a nice job by Joey Graham to wall off the closest man. I believe it was Klotz. He couldn't get to it. He went up over the top, and I think it went off his hand.
Again, a 7-0 run by Oklahoma State to start the second half.
We've seen these so many times. Oklahoma State coming out of the dressing room, getting on top of that opponent right off the bat.
Lucas brings the ball into the front court. Right wing Daniel Bobic. He had 8 first half points to Joey Graham, top of the key, guarded by Klotz. Wanted to throw the lob, wasn't there. Left wing Lucas. Bounce pass, left low post, Ivan McFarland. Backs in, whips a pass in the paint to Joey Graham. Double clutch layup, good!
What a nice find by Ivan McFarland. Under duress, he got Joey coming down the lane, and a little pump fake hesitation got him the dunk.
44-35, Oklahoma State. Pass inside to Klotz, layup good. Foul called. Count the basket for Jason Klotz.
And those are the things that just drive you nuts. They let Klotz loose underneath. There probably was not enough ball pressure. They got it to the big man, and he was able to put it in and take the hit as well.
44-37, Oklahoma State. Klotz at the line trying to convert to three-point play.
And that breaks the 9-0 run that the Cowboys put on the board coming out of the dressing room.
Klotz, a 75% foul shooter. Best on the squad. Shoots the free throw, makes it. First free throw for Texas tonight. Klotz converts it, and the Oklahoma State lead is 44-38.
I promise you, they haven't had many games, if any, and it's taken this long to get to the free throw line this year.
Daniel Bobic for Oklahoma State. Dribbles up to the right wing. Right corner, Joey Graham, 18-footer, missed strong, forced the shot. Mouton rebounds, far corner for Texas.
Don't think that was the shot right there, not with this lead.
Mouton to Ivy, guarded by Daniel Bobic. Left wing, Taylor, good three-point shooter, guarded by his fellow former Baylor teammate, John Lucas. In the paint to Thomas, missed a wild layup, long rebound, tipped to Joey Graham. Outlet to John Lucas. Lucas on the right wing, backs away on the dribble. Between the two circles to McFarland. Right low post, Joey Graham. Backs in, spins, leans, throws it to Bobic left baseline, 23 to shoot. Foul line, John Lucas. He backs it away to restart the play with 19 to shoot, and the Cowboys up 44-38.
Plenty of time to set it up right here.
McFarland, foul line, turns down the open shot, now drives on James Thomas, and James Thomas will be called for the foul on the floor.
What a nice job right there. As Ivan McFarland saw who was on him, James Thomas was too close to defend. And Ivan just took him to the rim off the dribble. James Thomas with a wild play on the other end. Not in any kind of rhythm, no factor so far.
No points and 2 rebounds for Thomas, who leaves the game. Replaced by Boddicker, who's a good three-point shooter. Lucas for Oklahoma State, left wing Tony Allen, left low post McFarland, draws a double team, bounce pass underneath to Joey Graham for the layup.
What a great feed by McFarland, who faced up, put it between 2 defenders and found Joey, who had great possession underneath.
16 minutes left, 46-38, Oklahoma State. Ivy dribbling between the two circles. Bounce pass, right low post to Klotz, driving layup, missed! Rebound Boddicker, he lost it out of bounds. Whose ball is it? It's out of bounds off Oklahoma State. It was poked away, out of bounds. It'll be Texas ball when we come back. But an official timeout.
I think you got to like about this first half, not only second half. Not only have the Cowboys outscored them 11-3, but they've matched the physicality of Texas.
46-38, Oklahoma State leads Texas with 15:50 left to play in the game.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
Do you ever get
get tired waiting for your prescription to be filled? At Tiger Drug, with several pharmacists, your medicine is filled quickly and accurately. We have numerous ways to expedite your service. Call us at 372-7900 or email us at info@tigerdrug.com, or you can just walk in or drive up and we'll prepare your order while you wait and we visit with you about meds. Remember, at Tiger Drug, the customer comes first.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We at OCT Equipment are open in here to help keep your construction equipment up and running. Our commitment to our customers and fellow Oklahomans won't waver. With our Case Construction Equipment trained team of service and parts, you can be sure your equipment stays in peak operating condition 24/7. Powerful, professional, proven. That's Case and OCT Equipment. Visit OCTEQUIPMENT.com to learn more. OCT Equipment and Case, helping build Oklahoma since 1953.
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand for low-priced, no-nonsense, fair, and honest automotive deals. We are committed to the orange and black.
And we are committed to you.
Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of OSU Cowboys.
From Learfield IMG College, you're listening to a classic college game.
Right now, it's 46-38, the Cowboys leading this Big 12 championship shootout with Texas, 15:50 left in the game. And Joey Graham has come up big. How about 14 points and 7 rebounds big? Tony Allen had a good first half. He has 13 points and 3 boards. But I tell you, stats don't always tell everything. Ivan McFarland, you look at his numbers, you see 4 points, 3 boards, not much happening, but he has had 4 picture-perfect assists to set up teammates underneath, 3 of those here in the second half.
I want to go back to Joey Graham for a moment. Had the big game against Texas in Austin, 21 points and 10 rebounds. It would seem to me he's too big for Tucker, who's only 6'5", and maybe too quick and too skilled for the other big guys for Texas who try to guard him. What do you think?
He's too quick out on the floor for any of the guys they want to put, and that's where they played Joey, but Joey has the ability to take it with his back to the basket and spin away from anybody they can put in there. And thus far, Joey's been aggressive. He's been able to take it in when there's just enough space to score, but he's been set up nicely twice in the second half by McFarland.
Texas will inbound. Royale Ivy throws it into Taylor, left corner three, missed short off the rim, rebound to Tony Allen, who came flying in to get it. Outlet to John Lucas, speeds down the right sideline, now weaving through traffic on the dribble. He'll slow it up and start the Cowboy offense. Oklahoma State could take its biggest lead on this possession, up by 8.
And a very big possession with the lead.
Bobic, left wing Lucas, guarded by Taylor, man-to-man, skip pass, right side to Tony Allen. Fakes, drives the right side, leans in, double clutch layup, no, but a foul called on Texas. Tony Allen will be at the line to shoot 2.
Well, you heard me discuss it with Sip at halftime, and obviously the second half adjustments being in there, one of them was to attack the rim. They didn't feel like they attacked it enough in the first half. They did get the ball inside, got some block, turned it over in the paint, but you can't get shy about that. They've got the athletes to take it to the 10.
Allen shoots the first free throw, missed it short, did not have enough arc. Line drive came up short, and Tony is now 3 out of 5 at the line.
Just off balance when he shot it. He square up, balance up, and knock her down.
And he makes a second. So Allen and Joey Graham with 14 points each, and the Oklahoma State lead is back to 9 at 47-38, matching the Cowboys' largest lead.
Controlling the tempo, controlling the scoreboard here in the second half.
Mouton, top of the key, guarded closely by Allen. Allen will be called for a push. And Allen gets his third foul.
And that's two of them, I believe, were out there basically a long way from the rim. And Tony's got to be more disciplined than that, even on the move. Again, Mouton wasn't going anywhere other than trying to turn the corner, but Tony had help to his left.
Mouton has it top of the key, left wing to Ivy. 15:06 left in the game. Cowboys lead 47-38. Ivy drives right down the lane. He was fouled on the perimeter.
And not a good foul right there. That's Terrence Crawford with the reach. Really a reach around with no chance of knocking the ball away.
His third foul. Speaking of Mouton, only 2 points on 1 of 4 shooting tonight. He'd been averaging 23 points per game the last 5 games coming in for the Longhorns.
Well, he's not had any space in which to shoot tonight.
Ivy penetrates, throws up a wild 5-footer, right side, missed. Rebound clocks, ball away jumper in the paint, spun out. Rebound Ivan McFarland and a hack foul on the rebound, and Boddicker's upset.
Boddicker thought he was fouled initially, and then when McFarland went back to get the ball, McFarland's been a warrior underneath now. Again, he's playing, giving away some size underneath, but he's not backing down one iota from any of these guys, and Boddicker, never a crowd favorite here, and the crowd enjoyed that call.
His second foul, team foul number 4 against Texas. The Cowboys have 3 team fouls. 47-38, Oklahoma State. Cowboys matched their biggest lead here. It was a tie game at 35 at half. McFarland, top of the key right side. One dribble, stops foul line. Right wing Daniel Bobick, 20 to shoot. Now left wing Tony Allen. Allen slices to the defense. Right corner Bobick. Right low post McFarland. Skip pass to Bobick. Top of the key, Lucas for 3. Miss strong. Rebound, Ivy of Texas. Longhorns will counter in a hurry. Ivy down the floor. Left baseline Boddicker. Left wing Mouton. Open 3. Miss strong. Long rebound to Tony Allen on the run. Allen explodes down the floor. Attacks the glass. Layup. Good. And a foul called. Count the basket for Tony Allen.
That's the way to play the game right there. Get yourself a running start. That wide open 3. Boddicker gave him a chance. And Mouton, 1 of 5 on the night.
12-point Oklahoma State lead, 50-38. Mouton, right low post, plots, jump hook from 5, good.
You can't let him catch it that far down on the block. You got to push him out further than that.
Cowboys, Weatherspoon, tried to hand it underneath. It's poked away. Janava now triple-teamed. Finds Terrence Crawford between the two circles. Weatherspoon has replaced Daniel Bobick for Oklahoma State. 50-40, Cowboys, 13:40 left in the game here in Stillwater.
You've got to be strong with the dribble against these guys. They come after you.
Lucas dribbles into the paint, top of the key McFarland, right wing Allen for 3. Miss strong, rebound Mouton of Texas. Longhorns counter quickly. Boddicker fakes a 3. McFarland leaps, now he shoots the 3. It rolled off the rim. Rebound Klotz, far baseline for the Longhorns. Right corner to Taylor, gets a screen from Mouton, finds Mouton, baseline right. He dribbles right baseline, stops to Taylor between the two circles. 24 to shoot, Cowboys by 10. Mouton dribbles into the paint, left corner Boddicker, open 3, got it.
Well, he's money if you just find him, and they let Mouton turn into the distributor that time, getting into the paint.
50-43, Oklahoma State, 13 minutes left.
After a poor shot selection on that previous possession, by Tony Allen, who's been everywhere, but letting it go from three-point range early in the shot sequence.
So a 5-0 run by Texas. 13 minutes left to play. The Cowboys lead Texas 50-43. Tony Allen has left the game. Daniel Bobick has returned. Oklahoma State on offense. Terrence Crawford, guarded by Boddicker, picks up his dribble, hands it off to Lucas with 12 to shoot. 50-43, Oklahoma State by 7. Weatherspoon, right corner, 7 to shoot. Right wing, Lucas, 18-footer, good.
Boy, the Cowboys show great patience. I think they wanted to cover the shooters. I think they wanted to cover both Lucas that time, but they weren't able to get it done.
52-43, Oklahoma State. Mouton dribbles into the lane, 10-foot jumper, good.
And that's where he can score, even on a bad night. You let him get in the paint off the dribble, he can rise up and shoot it down.
52-45, Lucas penetrates, now backs away on the dribble. 12:08 left in the game. Cowboys lead Texas by 7. They've led by as many as 12 in the second half. Weatherspoon, left wing, left corner, Lucas. Lucas looks inside, nothing available. Top of the key, Bobick. 3-point jumper. Yes, sir!
Oh, my goodness, right over Kenny Taylor. Taylor was late getting out. Didn't put his hand up. And Bobick with his third 3.
11 points for Bobick. 55-45, Oklahoma State by 10. Woo. Ivy to Mouton, left wing, one dribble, foul line, jumper, good.
And this is what Mouton can do. Mouton gets himself in rhythm, gets some stroke going, and I'll tell you, he's a guy that could score in a hurry. Tony Allen on the bench has had Mouton most of the night.
55-47, Cowboys. Weatherspoon dribbles into the paint, finger roll, layup, good.
Oh, man, that ball just did get down at Terrence Crawford's on the floor. Not getting up there, he's in pain. But a nice job again by Spoon to get to the rim.
It It's 57-47, Oklahoma State. Joey Graham will check in. Ivan McFarland goes to the bench, so it's Lucas, Bobic, Joey Graham, Janaba Weatherspoon. And Ivan McFarland for Oklahoma State.
McFarland with 4 points, four boards, four assists. He's only taken two shots on the night.
An official timeout, 11:22 left to play. Oklahoma State leads Texas 57-47. John Lucas, six assists, only 5 points. Others have stepped up offensively. Tony Allen with 17, Joey Graham 14, Daniel Bobic with 11. Came into the game having missed 12 straight three-point attempts, but he's knocked down three of four tonight and two free throws. His play, along with the play of many others, has helped Oklahoma State take this 10-point lead at 57-47. Ivy picks up his dribble for Texas. Right low post, plops, jump hook around the rim and in.
Boy, he got a kind bounce. It looked like that was a little long. Caught the left side of the rim and came back to the right and dropped through.
Klotz has 11 off the bench for Texas. 57-49, Oklahoma State. 10:55 left to play here at Stillwater. John Lucas just dribbling it way outside. Cross-court left wing, Janaba Weatherspoon, guarded by Mouton. Top of the key, Ivan McFarland. McFarland dribbles twice, stops foul line, left side. Finds Lucas between the two circles, guarded by Ivy. Bounce pass, left wing, Joey Graham. Guarded by Boddicker, gets a screen, left wing, Lucas. Fakes a three, dribbles past the defense, floating five-footer, good!
Oh, man. The floater that found the bottom of the rim.
Texas counters inside, Klotz, bank shot, good.
And one more time, the Cowboys give up a bucket off a made shot as Texas runs the floor as well as anybody in the country today.
It's 59-51. Lucas, as John Lucas hit the deck underneath the Texas basket, he'll be forced to leave the game. You know, boy, Tom, we were talking about this at half. It's not too often that a team comes into this building and chooses to push the tempo after the Cowboys make a basket. But Texas has had success doing that tonight.
And that time, the balance wasn't there. It was just a little slow reacting. Nobody admired the shot. They just got back in a hurry.
59-51, Cowboys. Bobic, top of the key, guarded by Ivy. Ivy's a fine defender. Foul line right side, Tony Allen. Dribbles all the way to the goal. Up and under layup, good!
That is just athletic ability. Putting it on the deck, taking it under the rim, and reversing it home.
61-51, Oklahoma State. 10 minutes left to play in the game. Taylor, pick and roll pass to Klotz. Jump hook from five, right baseline, good.
They're going to their big man now, their best low post player, trying to get the points down low.
61-53, Oklahoma State. Tony Allen has the ball right in front of us. Left wing, Joey Graham, guarded by Boddicker. To Bobic between the two circles. Ivy guards him. Bobic backs away, foul line right, Tony Allen, foul on Texas. Mouton called for the hold against Tony Allen.
He was trailing the play. Tony came off that curl tight, and Mouton had to get around the screen, reached out, and was holding on to Tony Allen.
For Mouton, that's his third foul. P.J. Tucker replaces Mouton for Texas. So this is an unusual Texas lineup, I guess you could say, with Tucker and Klotz and Boddicker out there at the same time, although Boddicker, despite the fact that he's 6'8", is really a player who is more of a three-point shooter and a guy that wanders around the perimeter.
Yeah,
you agree?
He's tall, but he's not necessarily a fixture in the paint.
Weatherspoon for Oklahoma State and a whistle and a foul away from the ball, an illegal screen against Joey Graham.
Setting that screen right on the elbow. That's a wasted possession right there with the lead. And Texas feeling a little bit of that momentum now. Cut it to eight. Now the Cowboys need to take it back.
61-53, Oklahoma State. Ivy into the front court, guarded by Bobic. Dribbles to the foul line, left side, picks it up. Needs help, looking. Bounce pass, left low post to Klotz. Guarded by McFarland, backs in, turns, five-footer, good.
Klotz is putting on a low post clinic there. Hook shots, layups, angle shots, fadeaways.
A career-high 17 points for Jason Klotz, 13 in the second half. It's now 61-55 Oklahoma State, and the Cowboy lead has been cut in half. Six-point advantage. Bobic between the two circles, 19 to shoot, dribbles down the right side, whistle, and Bobic dribbled the ball off his foot out of bounds. It'll be Texas ball.
All of a sudden now, things going downhill. Lucas back in. Jason Miller in, Weatherspoon out along with Joey Graham. Well, what a big possession right here, both ways as we're under the nine-minute mark.
Ivy walks the ball into the front court, picked up by Daniel Bobic. 61-55 Cowboys. Boddicker on the right wing. Right low post to Klotz. Double teamed. Right wing Boddicker. 18 to shoot. To Ivy between the two circles. Top of the key to Klotz, guarded by Tony Allen. 12 to shoot. Hands it off to Ivy. Now 10 to shoot. Ivy guarded by Bobbitt. Dribbles over to the right wing. Denies the screen. Takes it back top of the key. Now dribbles right side. 18-footer spun out. Rebound Boddicker. And he dribbles back outside to the three-point line.
Another goal. Boddicker was there on the weak side. Good defense. Couldn't get the miss.
Ivy just dribbling it right wing, right in front of the Texas bench. Picks up his dribble. Right corner, Kenny Taylor. Right low post and a foul on Jason Miller for reaching around Tucker.
And he was just a little late getting there, he being Jason Miller, on the reach around.
Texas will inbound right baseline underneath. Team foul number 5. Terrence Crawford replaces Ivan McFarland for Oklahoma State. Check that. Crawford replaces Jason Miller for the Cowboys. Ivy will inbound. Quick inbounds to Tucker. Five-footer in the paint. No foul called. P.J. Tucker at the line shooting 2.
You see Texas now with Klotz leading the way, really forcing the issue. And they're doing what Oklahoma State's done most of this second half. Take that ball down low. See if he can score. If not, get to the free throw line where this will be just their second free throw of the night.
And for Tony Allen, his fourth foul.
And not a good sign there.
Tucker shooting 2. Cowboys lead 61-55. The Texas freshman shoots the first with lots of arc and makes it. 61-56. Joey Graham replaces Tony Allen for the Cowboys.
Well, this 10-point lead kind of evaporated in a hurry.
Tucker will get another free throw. Cowboys up 5. 8:01 left, shoots the next one, makes it. 61-57, Oklahoma State.
And the game is back on.
Big possession.
Game is back on. Cowboys haven't scored since Tony Allen's reverse layup underneath 2 minutes ago.
Bobic walks the ball into the front court. Guarded by Taylor. Foul line left side, Joey Graham. Now outside the arc, top of the key to McFarland. Right wing, John Lucas. Lucas guarded by Ivy, the Longhorns' best defender. Lucas crosses over, takes him on the drive, floating five-footer,
yes.
No, but a foul called. Foul on the floor against Texas.
That's a good forcing of the issue right there. He had Ivy out on the floor. Lucas a little quicker off the dribble. Got a good angle, took him right to the rim.
John Lucas will be at the foul line.
For the first time tonight.
Second best free throw shooter in the Big 12 at 89%. These are 1-1 free throws. Because that was team foul number 7 against Texas. John shoots the first. It's on the way. It's good.
Boy, the Cowboys have been golden from the free throw line tonight. So far, 12 of 14. And again, Lucas 1-1.
62-57. Oklahoma State by 5. Lucas shoots another. It's on the way. And he missed it strong. Rebound to Tucker of Texas. Outlet to Ivy. A rare miss by John Lucas at the free throw line. Just his 8th miss of the year. Ivy dribbling it between the two circles. Right corner to Boddicker outside the arc. Guarded closely by Crawford. And it's an offensive foul on Boddicker. He just pushed off on Terrence Crawford. Rick Barnes is all upset. Good grief, how can you be upset about that? He just threw an elbow into Terrence Crawford and knocked him 4 feet back.
Crawford went up there chest to chest with him. And Boddicker swinging those elbows around. Terrence just gave him one little exclamation point comment as he left. And that infuriated Boddicker even more. Terrence creating a little bit of havoc on the defense.
Third foul on Boddicker brings us to an official timeout. 7:28 left to play. Oklahoma State leads Texas 62-57. There have been 2 common denominators in each of the Texas losses, and both of them have played out here. Number 1, the Longhorns have been outscored at the foul line by 18-11 in their 4 losses. Today, as you just said, a 12-3 advantage in points at the foul line for Oklahoma State. And the teams that have beaten them have defended the 3-point arc effectively, and Texas just 4 of 11 from 3-point range this evening.
They haven't really looked after the 3-point range, fortunately,
yes.
In the second half. Klotz has just been doing the damage
inside.
Down low. But that's a good point you make. They haven't forgotten that they could shoot threes, and that's the problem when you get the game shrunk now to a closer margin like it is 62-57. Cowboys had a 10-point lead just a while ago, but that 6-0 run tightened things up. Now they may start looking back outside to the arc.
Cowboys walk the ball into the front court. Lucas, right wing to Joey Graham outside the arc. He's guarded by Tucker. 20 to shoot.
We got Terrence a triangle in two right now, covering up Lucas, covering up Bobic, and playing three on three.
Crawford, top of the key, inside, intended for Joey Graham, and it skipped off his hands, out of bounds. Klotz got a hand on it, but so did Joey, and it's out of bounds to Texas.
Taking away Lucas. That's not a bad idea if you're Texas, because Lucas can make the offense go. Now the Cowboy defense being called upon again.
And with Tony Allen on the bench with four fouls, it limits the Cowboys' capabilities offensively on the perimeter. Boddicker, top of the key to Taylor. Lucas almost got a steal. Cowboys up by five, 62-57. Taylor still dribbling it, double teamed. Floats a pass foul line to Tucker, 11 to shoot. Right wing, Boddicker. Right corner, Ivy. Still dribbling, 7 to shoot. Dribbles out top of the key, heads down the lane. 15-footer, good.
You see what Ivy could do off the dribble. He got himself into the paint, just was able to stop, elevate, and shoot her down. And we got a heck of a ball game now with 6:24 to go.
12-point lead down to three, 62-59, 6:19 left. Texas stays in the triangle and two. Joey Graham has it between the two circles. He's one of the guys they're not guarding. Bobic and Lucas are being covered man-to-man. Lucas now has it on the left wing with 11 to shoot. Gets a screen from Crawford, and Eddie Sutton calls for a timeout.
And again, it was a poor situation there by Joey Graham. He set the screen to get Lucas the basketball. But when you're going three on three, you've got to be able to set screens for him. He can't get loose on his own. Neither can the other man being covered up in the triangle. But you could screen him on the elbow and get them loose for a shot either from there or on the drive.
Cowboy basketball brought to you by your propane dealer. Safe, clean, and dependable. You can always depend on propane and your propane dealer because propane delivers.
And Cowboy basketball is brought to you by SBC, going beyond the call. Pretty good timeout right there. That was not going anywhere, that particular possession. And the Cowboys need to ride out maybe another 2 minutes at most before Tony Allen makes a reappearance and brings offense back on the floor with him.
Joey Graham to inbound, inbounds to Terrence Crawford. Crawford hands it off to Lucas, 6 to shoot. Lucas to Joey Graham, 5 to shoot. Graham spins, forces up a 16-footer, missed, barely grazed the rim, and a foul. No, they'll say it's a shot clock violation, but the ball hit the rim. Eddie Sutton up off the bench in the charcoal black suit and orange tie.
Did that not hit the rim?
It hit the rim. It looked like one of the Cowboy players was held underneath trying to get the rebound, and that's what the fans are so upset about.
But apparently that wasn't the call. Now they have a chance with a three-pointer to tie this game up.
62-59, Oklahoma State. Boddicker near corner, guarded by Terrence Crawford, man-to-man. 5:40 left. Ivy top of the key, drives the left side, left corner, Taylor for three, air ball short, rebound Joey Graham. Outlet to John Lucas, speeds down the center of the floor on the dribble, now slows it up to Joey Graham between the two circles. Will Texas stay in the triangle in two? We'll see.
They're trying to take Lucas out with the box.
Bobic, open three, right corner, air ball strong, rebound Tucker of Texas. 5:18 left, Ivy down the right sideline into the front court, top of the key to Tucker. Right wing, Ivy. 62-59, Oklahoma State, 5:09 left. Ivy dumps it underneath to Klotz, jump hook, pinballed out, rebound, Oklahoma State, John Lucas came up with it.
Well, that was one of the shots he's hit this second half, but a little bit of pressure by McFarland made him shoot it just a little quicker. See what we got here.
4:50 left in the game, 62-59, Oklahoma State. Cowboys spread the floor on offense. Terrence Crawford to Daniel Bobic, top of the key right side, guarded by Taylor. Gets a screen from Crawford. Crawford rolls. Bobic takes him on the drive, whips a pass across the floor, deflected, taken by Lucas. 5 to shoot. Lucas drives the right side, 10-footer, missed. Rebound tipped by McFarland, taken by Taylor. Outlet to Ivy, down the left sideline into the front court, to Taylor, left wing, back to Ivy, left side. Left low post, Tucker spins into the paint, jump hook from five, around the rim and in.
And now back to within one. They have been on a run, Cowboys, with just one bucket since Tony Allen went out about 3 minutes ago.
62-61, Oklahoma State. A 12-point lead is down to one with 4:03 left in the game. Lucas, left wing Joey Graham, left low post McFarland, spins baseline, and a whistle and a foul called on Klotz for a push in the back. That'll be his fourth.
Good aggressive move by Ivan. They had him isolated, a two-man play on this side. Got the ball to him, and Ivan with the initial spin move, got pushed in the back, and Ivan with just 4 points on the night, but he's 2 of 2 from the free throw line with a chance to hit two big ones here.
Tony Allen replaces Daniel Bobic for Oklahoma State. McFarland, 65% at the line on the year.
Tony, again, with four fouls as a defensive liability. However, he can pick up the pace for you on the offensive end.
1-1 for McFarland. Shoots it. Makes it.
Whew. These are pressure free throws right here.
James Thomas replaces Klotz for Texas. Klotz, with a career high of 17 points, leaves the game with his fourth foul.
Obviously, down the stretch, you better be able to bag every point that's presented to you.
McFarland shoots another. Cowboys up two. He shoots it, and it rims out. Thomas rebounds for the Longhorns. Texas could tie or take the lead on this possession. 3 minutes and 50 seconds left. Oklahoma State leads Texas 63-61. Mouton left wing, guarded by Allen, who has four fouls. Gets a screen. Joey Graham helps on Mouton as he dribbles across the floor. Now Tony comes back to take it. Mouton continues to dribble. Bounce pass, left low post, goes free and out of bounds. Off Texas! It'll be Oklahoma State ball that went off Tucker, and that'll bring us to an official timeout.
But Joey Graham had the initial tap away as he reached around with his left hand and got that ball into a little pinball mode.
An official timeout. 3 minutes and 34 seconds left to play. Oklahoma State will have the ball, leading 63-61.
You're reliving history. More of this classic college game next from Learfield IMG College.
Hello, Westside Stillwater. Bank First has a new location at 621 South Country Club. We want to introduce you to our interactive teller machine. The ITM allows you to handle all your teller transactions during business hours and 24-hour access to the ATM and night depository. Bank First is the first to bring ITM banking technology to Stillwater. It's technology with a personal touch. We make banking easy on your hours. Stop by the new Bank First ITM at 621 South Country Club. Bank First, loyal to Oklahoma, loyal to Stillwater, and loyal to you. Member FDIC.
We at OCT Equipment are open in here to help keep your construction equipment up and running. Our commitment to our customers and fellow Oklahomans won't waver. With our Case Construction Equipment trained team of service and parts, you can be sure your equipment stays in peak operating condition 24/7. Powerful, professional, proven. That's Case and OCT Equipment. Visit OCTEQUIPMENT.com to learn more. OCT Equipment and Case, helping build Oklahoma since 1953.
Season after season, it's a great place to be a fan. But some of us don't want to just watch. We want to be in the game. Mercy's hip replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about hip replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/wellhip. Visit mercy.net/wellhip. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
This is Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug. 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
From Learfield IMG College, welcome back to this classic college game.
Cowboys will inbound in the backcourt with McFarland, Joey Graham, Terrence Crawford, Tony Allen, and John Lucas on the floor.
I'll tell you what the Cowboys also need on this possession as well, and really down the stretch, is some more of that weak side rebounding. If you miss, it can't be a one and done. Guys like McFarland have to get on the boards, Joey Graham as well.
Pretty big lineup out there now for Oklahoma State with Joey Graham, Ivan McFarland, and Terrence Crawford all in the game.
Let's see what the play is that they're going to call right here.
Lucas to Tony Allen, left wing, guarded by Mouton, pulls up, 12-footer left side, spun out, rebound Joey Graham for the Cowboys.
There's Joey Graham again. They're really weak on that weak side of boxing out. Nobody was within Joey Graham's area. Let's see what they're going to do here.
63-61 Cowboys. Lucas just dribbling it near midcourt. 3:03 left in the game. Cowboys by two as Lucas continues to dribble. 15 to shoot. Right corner, Joey Graham. Graham dribbles into the lane, leaning five-footer.
Yes.
Good!
Joey Graham off the dribble, took it right at him, and dropped it in from eight.
65-61, Oklahoma State leads Texas. 2:45 left in the game. Ivy dribbles toward the right wing. Top of the key to Boddicker, who rolled off a screen. Pass underneath to Thomas. Collision underneath and a whistle. And a foul on Oklahoma State. Thomas was like a bull in a china shop in there.
That
but Ivan McFarland was not set and picked up the foul. James Thomas will be at the line.
A lob, but what James, what he did was he walked him up the lane a little bit and got him to where he had good angle. And once Thomas got it, they apparently really didn't have enough room to come down and make the shot.
Thomas shooting two free throws, 67% foul shooter. First on the way, it's good. First point for James Thomas at Oklahoma State's lead is 65-62.
That's amazing. We talked about Jamie Thomas with in the first game with 13 points in 17 minutes. Now he's not usually good for two in a row, so you better block him out.
Second free throw, good. He made them both. Man. And Texas is 5 out of 5 at the line, and the Oklahoma State lead is 65-63 with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. Terrence Crawford, guarded by Boddicker, has it on the right wing. Ball high over the head. On the left side, John Lucas outside the arc, guarded by Ivy. Picks it up. Foul line left, Tony Allen. Left wing, Lucas. Penetrates right side. Whistle. Foul on the floor on Ivy of Texas.
And again, Ivy reached out as Lucas lost his balance. And he's looking up saying, hey, I didn't foul him, Coach, but he did. There was contact. But when John lost his balance, that kind of set all the tempo and all the rhythm off.
So Ivy, arguably Texas' best defender, gets his fourth foul. And John Lucas at the line, shooting two in the double bonus.
John was one of two the last time.
First on the way, got it. It's 66-63, Oklahoma State. Speaking of players with foul problems, Jason Klotz, who also has four fouls, but a career high of 17 points, replaces James Thomas in the post for Texas.
And Klotz, obviously the better scorer of the two. And the Cowboys 14 of 18, trying to make it 15 of 19.
Lucas shoots it, makes it. 67-63, Oklahoma State.
Now you're in a situation where you get a stop and you come down and score on the other end, you got a pretty good chance.
Ivy, top of the key to Boddicker. Crawford all over him. Left wing Tucker, 2:03 left. Tucker drives the left baseline, leading five-footer off the glass and in.
Well, that's a tough shot by Tucker. On the drive, off the bank.
Minute 59 left, timeout Texas, with the Cowboys leading by 2, 67-65.
Cowboy basketball is brought to you by Sitco. Good gas, good neighbors. Sitco, we know you.
Oklahoma's pork producers and the Oklahoma Pork Council are proud supporters of Cowboy basketball. Make your next watch party or family gathering a slam dunk with pork, the other white meat.
Well, it's not too hard to see where the edge has been tonight. Cowboys have outscored Texas by 10 from the free throw line. When you look at the three-point shooting, they have two more three-point shots. That's made up of 45% shooting here from the floor. And they have a 31-22 rebound edge over Texas. So in all the hard-working blue-collar columns, the Cowboys have come up big. Unfortunately, though, Texas is still right there with 1:59 to go, 67-65. And this title shootout is coming down the stretch.
Joey Graham inbounds it in the backcourt to Terrence Crawford, back to John Lucas. Texas with some full court, three-quarter court zone pressure. Lucas in the backcourt has 3 seconds to get it across to Joey Graham, and Graham gets it across the timeline just in time to Tony Allen left side, right wing Lucas. Bounce pass underneath to McFarland, feeds the trailer. Joey Graham attacks the goal up.
Oh, what a shot! What a shot by Graham! Cowboys just beat the clock, and Graham stays away from the block and goes up for the reverse lay-in.
69-65, Oklahoma State, minute and a half left. Boddicker left wing, denied the three-point shot by Joey Graham. Left wing, Terrence Crawford reaches in and fouls Tucker with a minute 25 left.
You like to be aggressive, but you have to be smart in that situation unless you have that knockaway clean. There's no reason to even take a chance on any kind of contact.
I'll tell you what, they barely beat the 10-second count. The shot clock was at 25 when he took that stride across midcourt.
And I think Rick Barnes would agree with you.
Tucker shooting 1-1. 67% foul shooter, shoots it around the rim. No, rebound tipped around. It's loose on the floor. It's out of bounds off of Oklahoma State. There was a scramble for it. Tony Allen can't believe it. And with a minute 24 left to play, Texas will inbound left baseline underneath.
It looked like Ivan might have had a chance to clutch it, lost it, might have got off Tony Allen. What a big retrieval the Cowboys didn't get.
Minute 24 left, inbounds, Mouton, left corner, long jumper, spun out, rebound, tipped around, grabbed by Klotz, follow good, foul called, count the basket for Jason Klotz.
And that's two retrievals. The Cowboys could not contain. Joey Graham should just let Klotz go. No reason to go up there and knock it away. And now they can come right back to within one again.
69-67, Oklahoma State. Klotz at the line is 1-for-1 tonight. Minute 19 to go.
We're talking about how well the Cowboys did, keeping them off the offensive board.
Klotz shoots it, missed it strong, long rebound to Tony Allen, foul line.
Wow, what a big miss. What a big miss.
Minute 15 left. Cowboys 69, University of Texas 67.
Now you've got the lead, you've got the clock in your favor. You got to get a high percentage shot here, and John Lucas surveying the real estate here.
Cowboys spread the floor. 15 to shoot, 57 seconds left. Texas appears to be in a 2-3 zone. Lucas dribbling it, 8 to shoot. Left corner, Joey Graham, 7 to shoot. Left wing, Lucas, 5 to shoot. Lucas dribbles into the paint, floating 5-footer around the rim.
That's a tremendous shot by Lucas with no time left.
Texas on the other end. Mouton has his dunk blocked from behind, out of bounds, and with 41 seconds left, and the Cowboys up 71-67. Texas will inbound right baseline underneath.
How about that runner with time almost off the clock, and he almost went by the rim. He got it to fall back from right to left. Woo, baby, what a game.
Timeout with 41 seconds left, and the Cowboys leading 71-67.
And your big-time players want to take the big-time shots when it counts the most. And the Cowboys were running that clock down. John Lucas with nothing left but dribble penetration coming left to right, got in amongst the trees and just threw it up and hoped that it would roll around the tin and finally drop through, and it did.
Barres hot dogs served here in Gallagher Iba Arena during each game. Made right here in Oklahoma and proud vendors for all OSU sports venues. Thanks to Barres for delicious dogs. And John Lucas with a little mustard and relish on that floater to give the Cowboys a 4-point lead.
Lucas, relatively quiet most of the game. He had himself no points at halftime, but he's had 12 big ones here in second half.
Ivy will throw it in. Watch this inbounds play. Inbounds far corner to Mouton. It's knocked out of bounds by Tony Allen. He goes diving into the Pep Band, who are happy to help him up.
They're always looking for three on that inbounds play, either off picks, rolls, or just throw-ins, because he's the one who could throw a three in a hurry.
71-67 Cowboys. Inbounds Mouton, left corner, forced the three, missed it short. Rebound Ivan McFarland, and a foul on Texas with 36 seconds left.
I told you, that scouting report, they want the ball. And Mouton was in the corner. They got him off that screen. He shot it up a little too short, and McFarland, who slowly but surely has worked his way up that rebound chart, pulls it down, gets fouled, and now he has a chance to really throw in a couple of nails here.
71-67, 36 seconds away, is Oklahoma State from a Big 12 conference title.
Well, a share of the Big 12 conference title.
At least.
Theoretically. We have to be careful with that, I guess.
McFarland shooting two in the double bonus, and he missed the first. It spun out. Ivan did not have enough arc on that free throw.
I think it's the general opinion of 99.99% of the experts around the country that the winner of this game will win the Big 12 championship.
Well, you've got a share. You can hang a banner for a share. I mean, you want to have the whole thing outright if you're able to win tonight.
Well, you win this one tonight, and Texas can't claim a whole lot other than they have to hope that we lose on Saturday to A&M.
Let's take care of this one first. Cowboys up four. McFarland shoots the second. It's on the way. It's good.
That's good. At least you needed one of those right there. You got a timeout, and the Cowboys with a 5-point lead. 36.3 to go.
36 seconds left, 72-67 Oklahoma State.
And what a timely run this has been in the last minute and a half so far. Joey Graham with a reverse lay-in. Lucas with that miraculous 5-foot runner. And then Ivan McFarland, after the rebound was fouled, hits a free throw after Texas had crawled back to within two on five different occasions. Actually got it to one with 4:06 to go.
SBC is proud to sponsor tonight's OSU versus Texas title showdown. SBC going beyond the call.
This is a 10-6 run since they got back to within one with 4:06. The Cowboys have that 5-point lead, and that's a big point, a two-possession game with 36.3 to go. Rebounds continue to be a major key for the Cowboys, 33-25. They've just attempted 13 threes and hit just four, and Mouton has had a nightmarish night from there. 0-for-3, 3-of-10 tonight, and his run of 22 points about to come to an end per game over the last five.
All right, Texas will inbound. They'll have four guys on the floor out of five who can really shoot it from three-point range. Boddicker, who's second in the conference at three-point percentage despite his 6'8 height. Ivy, who's made a three tonight. Mouton, obviously.
Now you want to pressure
Taylor as well
as much as you can and make him use as much time to get the ball up into the front court. They're going to take what's the best shot available, either a two or a three.
72-67 Cowboys. Ivy into the front court, 29 seconds. Right corner Mouton, two dribbles, 12-footer, missed short. Rebound Daniel Bobic, 24 seconds left. Outlet to Lucas. Lucas in the backcourt dribbling with it, 20 seconds. Gets away from defenders, whips it underneath to McFarland, and will have a foul just across midcourt on Texas with 18 seconds left.
And Mouton missed that shot. Daniel Bobic, look at this. Bobic got six rebounds tonight, but perhaps none bigger than that one off the Mouton miss. He got the ball out quickly where they couldn't foul. Lucas had it in his hands, and now Luke has got a chance to add some more free throws.
72-67, Oklahoma State, 18.8 seconds left. Lucas 3-of-4 at the line tonight, shooting two, and he makes the first.
And this next one right here makes it more than a two-possession game. It makes it a three-possession game if he can nail this one here.
Lucas will shoot the second. 73-67 Oklahoma State. John's foul shot on the way. It's good.
Boy, he stopped up there and drained him 18 seconds ago.
74-67 Cowboys. Ivy into the front court, drives the right side, goes to the goal. Shot blocked by McFarland, but a foul called. Royale Ivy at the line as Ivan McFarland hacked him and picks up his third foul.
That might have been a situation where a charge could have been taken. Cowboys had three people there and tried to challenge Ivy on the drive. That's what Texas wanted. Get points with the clock stopped.
Ivy shooting two. Missed the first off the side of the rim. Wasn't even close.
And he is not the man that they want on the free throw line late. We talked about his free throw shooting woes coming into tonight. Just 63% in conference play.
Ivy will shoot it again. Missed it strong. Rebound, Tony Allen. 11 seconds left. Stolen. Double clutch jumper by Taylor. Blocked by Allen. Allen to John Lucas. 7 seconds left. Lucas down the floor. Alley-oop to Joey Graham for the monster jam.
What a great job. Cowboys playing tough. In the last 10 seconds, it's over. And the Cowboys have at least a share of the Big 12 championship.
Let's go ahead and say it. The Cowboys are Big 12 champs. They'll have at least a share. The students are storming the floor, and Gallagher-Iba Arena is going crazy.
The Cowboys won it with poise, patience, and discipline right down the stretch. Oklahoma State was challenged on about four or five occasions in the last 4 minutes of the game, but they really stood tall, scored 2, 4, 6, 7 of the game's last 7 points to pull away when things mattered the most. And your big players came up and got it done. Tony Allen, John Lucas, Daniel Bobic, Joey Graham stepped it up when they had to. And the Cowboys win a big one here. Win a big one, beating Texas 76-67.
The Cowboys did go on and clinch the Big 12 Conference title outright. On the following Saturday, Oklahoma State hosted Texas A&M. Texas A&M, who was winless in Big 12 conference play coming into the contest, and the Cowboys handled the Aggies with ease and clinched Eddie Sutton's only Big 12 conference regular season title as head coach at Oklahoma State. That's a Cowboy Classic. It's been brought to you by Fuzzy's Taco Shop. Fuzzy's has locations on the Strip in Stillwater and all over the Oklahoma City metro, offering family meal options for curbside pickup or delivery through DoorDash. Use the Fuzzy's Loyalty app or fuzzystacoshop.com to place an online order or call any of their locations. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Hunziker. We'll talk to you again next week.
This has been a Classic College Game on the Cowboys Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.